Welcome, welcome, welcome. Greetings, everyone. This is your So Jazzy Homegirl, Jazzy Jones Smith of the So Jazzy Homegirl Media Production Podcast Travel Agency. Oh my God, I just went too far. Nevertheless, you guys know I wear so many hats, but today this hat is the podcast one, and I'm so glad to be with you on Talk About It Tuesday. That just so happens to be on Friday. Y'all know how I do. Sometimes we have to pop on to do a special edition, and I was able to secure this guest in this moment. Let me tell y'all, it was going to be whatever day she was available. I'm going to bring on my beautiful, because y'all know I have beautiful people on my show inside and out. I'm going to bring her on right after what? What do we have to do? Y'all tell me. I'm listening. That's it. Grab your favorite choice of drink. Mine happens to be tea today. Yep. I know I threw you all off because y'all know I do coffee because I'm a coffee girl. But I got a cute mug. Nevertheless, grab your favorite choice of drink, whether that's wine, coffee, tea, water, or whatever you choose to do. Sit back and relax and listen to a what wonderful show. Guys, I'm so excited. So I'm not going to hold you long right here. Let's bring on our music because this is how we do it. You can dance if you want to. Baby, baby, baby. Okay, I'm not going to sing. I am not going to sing because y'all would not stay on this show if I did. So what I'm going to do right here is I'm going to bring on, guys, I wish I was vlogging. We have a intern that's going to be coming, Sparkle. She's amazing. She's going to be coming on and we'll be able to vlog so you guys will see all of the beautiful things that we do, the mishaps, the mistakes, and the oops. Oh, you didn't need to see that. Sometimes that radio protects you from. But in this moment, I wish you guys were here in the studio with us because I have a Shaki Nichols in the building. She's going to tell you all about who she is, but I just want y'all to know I'm getting her autograph first because she's a powerhouse. She's a powerhouse, and she's going to tell you all about who she is right about now. Welcome, Mama. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on, Jen. This is an amazing experience, and I really, really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. Now, the reason why I told y'all I'm getting her autograph is this particular young lady that I met, what, maybe 2 months, three?
About two months and a half or so.
Met her at an event, and she was beautifully dressed. So y'all already know. I was like, girl, give me that outfit. Stop playing. But she walks up and says, hi, my name is Shaki Nichols, and I am running for, say it, girl, say it.
President of the United States in 2024.
Listen, y'all, first of all, when somebody walks up to you and says, I'm running for president, you're already like, yeah, girl, right? But when they stand and look at you like, no, seriously, like, what? So I was already like, my God, this beautiful woman is standing in front of me, beautifully dressed, well-versed, and saying, this is what I'm doing. So immediately, the whole event was like, yeah, this is cute, but whatever. Okay, let's talk to you. Let's hear what this is about, what you're about, and just how all of this happened. So tell us what party, because I know it's not the traditional parties. It's not our Democrat, our Republican, our liberal. What party is it that you were running for?
It was under the Redemption Party. And it's actually a party that I founded earlier this year in January.
Come on with the foundation of the Redemption Party. Stop the madness, I say. Stop the madness. How did this all come about? And just if we want to back up, tell them who you are. Like, where did Ashaki come from? Where did she just like fall out of the sky and just become this beautiful woman that she is?
Well, my name is Ashaki Noni Nichols, born in South Bend, Indiana. And I'm going to fast forward you just a little bit. So my political aspirations have always been, I just didn't know what political office I actually wanted to run for. My children always tease me and say, you need to be the mayor because you're always talking about trying to fix everything, Mom. And I was like, well, maybe one day. Well, with the political landscape the way it has been for the past few years, I really said, well, my passion is at the federal level. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should look into running for president of the United States. So I talked it over with my husband, and he was on board with me running. He was like, I got you. I support you. I was like, okay. Well, fast forward, I, you know, meet different people. I came across somebody else that was running, and he said, well, you may want to establish yourself with a party, whether it's the independent party, or you may want to start your own party. This way, it gives you more of that backing for people to take you seriously.
Wow.
So then that started my journey of actually praying. And my co-founder, he was like, okay, I'm praying with you. And I just like, okay, God, I need one name. Mm-hmm. One word that not only says what the party's about, but it actually represents more than just a party. It mm-hmm. actually has a standing.
A purpose. Yeah.
And so he's like, redemption. And I was like, ooh, I could be a redemptionist. Yeah, I like it.
Not a suffragette. I'm going to be a redemptionist.
So,
I love that.
Yeah, I was like, I like it. So again, talked to my husband, talked to my co-founder, and they were like, yeah, okay, we're in agreement with everything. So I went forward and did the party, got it established with the FEC. So we are registered mm-hmm. with the FEC.
Mm-hmm. Now, for people that don't know what the FEC is, because, you know, sometimes we will throw out an acronym, honey,
yes.
and people be like, girl, yeah, I don't know what that is. Tell them what that is, because I want people to know what this conversation is. The steps that, yeah. you know, that need to happen to get to this point. Because I think that a lot of people, myself included, we don't think I'm going to run for the presidency.
Yeah.
We just don't. We think, who are we going to back? Mm-hmm. But most often we don't think I can be the president or I can run for the president. So what is the FEC for people that don't know?
Yeah, the Federal Election Commission.
Y'all heard it right here on So Jazzy Homegirl.
Okay. Yes. Continue. And so for any elections that you want to run for at the federal level, even if it's for a senator mm-hmm. or a House of Representatives, mm-hmm. you need to file with the Federal Elections Commission so that they are able to track any spending that's done. So you kind of always hear a little bit about how people get in trouble and then the FEC, because I know people here, you probably heard of a few people over these past
we ain't gonna name
elections.
No names.
We are not going to name drop at all. But just saying, you can actually look up a few of these individuals. So if you wanted to look me up, Ashaki Noni Nichols, for mm-hmm. president, mm-hmm. you could go in there and you could track my spending, how much people have donated to my campaign mm-hmm. or how much my campaign has spent thus far on my journey through the filings that are done quarterly with the FEC.
So that means you can't sneak and do something.
No.
Okay.
There have been people that have, and you get caught every time, which that's what I find kind of interesting and silly. It's like, what are you doing? I'm a paralegal by trade. So it's like all, in my opinion, things need to be done the right way.
Period. It's just going to happen.
It's just going to happen the right way.
Listen, either you walk the line, because the line is still legal, but baby, don't cross it. Don't cross it. Okay. So you registered with the FEC. Now, when was the decision? You know, you're cooking breakfast.
I know, right?
You're fixing your hair. You put on an eyelash and you go,
It was more so, it was a prayer. Mm-hmm. And we try not to bargain with God, but we do ask him for confirmation.
Right.
I should say that.
Right.
So I said, okay, God, if my husband supports me, then I'll run. But if he says no, this isn't what we're going to do right mm-hmm. now, then I'll back off. I trust the process.
So this was in August. April, January.
This was in February.
Wow. So we had our Christmas celebration. We came into the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Yeah. Little Valentine's. All the holidays passed, and all of a sudden, I'm cooking oatmeal. And, you know, I'm saying my nightly prayers, and it hits your spirit.
Yeah, pretty much.
So basically what I'm hearing is this is a faith walk, number one, and your faith in God is strong.
Yeah.
Your prayer life is in tune and your guidance is sought after. Mm-hmm. So you said, okay, you're hearing this passion within to make changes.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been commissioned. If you want to see a change, be the change.
Yes.
Right? Yep. So that has resonated. And the kids are like, Ma, come on, seriously. Sounds like my kids, Ma, if you're going to sing this loud out in the audience, please go get in the choir.
Yeah. They were excited, actually. They were like, this will be the first time I vote.
Wow.
Yeah, because my youngest, she just turned 24.
Wow.
And my second oldest, she's 25, and she'll be 26 this weekend.
That's amazing.
And my oldest is 31.
That's amazing.
And they're just kind of like, you know, the voting process.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, Mom, you're running, we'll vote. I'm like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, okay.
That's powerful. Because, you know, a lot of times it's the opposite. We don't believe in you. You know, sometimes you want family and friends to be the biggest support, and they turn out to be the people that you're like, I thought y'all were going to be the first in line. So that's wonderful. Okay, so February, you done prayed about it.
Yes.
We got the backing from honey. Okay. And we set out to take those next steps. When did the co-founder or your co-partner step in? And
so
how did that take place?
I met Shane through my cousin,
okay,
who also lives in South Bend, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I met him around like March, April.
Okay.
And so he and I, we had a conversation. And then I finally got a chance to meet him in person in October, and he invited me to the 100 Black Men event that they have in South Bend. They have annual events around the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to go to that one, and a few people there, they knew my dad. And so I got to meet the mayor, the current mayor of South Bend, because Shane actually ran for mayor when he was 19. So he knew a lot of people.
At the political realm. Okay,
right.
Great,
so
great.
It was really good, you know, to meet him. And so from there, at that point, we hadn't really decided on the party. He just knew I was running.
Mm-hmm.
So he was trying to, you know, build a coalition for
this
me there
crazy.
In South Bend to build that groundswell.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He knows Pete Buttigieg. He
yes.
worked on his
yes.
campaign.
Yeah.
So from there, we get into, okay, now that was October. We get into November,
mm-hmm.
where I got a chance to go to the Rally for Reparations
mm-hmm.
in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
with Tariq Nasheed
mm-hmm.
and a few of his
mm-hmm.
cohorts. And I got to work on that. We moved into December, and I'm like, okay, we're moving. And we've got a year left after this. We need to come up with a party.
Mm-hmm.
So I started having that conversation with Shane about December.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we really need to come up with a party.
And this was December of last year.
December
okay.
of last year.
Okay.
Yeah. So by the time we got to January, I was like, okay, we're still having this conversation. So around, I want to say roughly January 16th
mm-hmm.
is when it really came into fruition. I might mention
and plug right here, January 16th. Is anybody paying attention that it was right after the Great Commission of What Are You Doing for Others from Martin Luther King that you kind of said, let's make this happen for real. Did you even notice that?
No, I didn't. It wasn't even on my mind.
Wow.
In that respect.
Wow.
Yeah. I was just really focused. I was really just in prayer diligently, like, God, really, this is what I know we need something.
Yeah.
But not just a party that runs at the national level
mm-hmm.
when national elections come
mm-hmm.
around, but something that can be done at the local.
Listen, I'm going to try to keep myself together because, you know, that's a big deal for me. And people that know me know that grassroots is serious. Right.
Yeah.
And yes, we need great leadership in the White House. But if we're not starting locally, the White House is not a kingdom. It's not I'm going to pass this law and that's it. And it's final. It is from the local all the way up to getting to those places where the president then has the backing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Take a moment of silence. Anyway, carry on.
Okay. Not a problem. So from there, filed with the FEC, and
mm-hmm.
then I went on to file for a U.S. patent for the symbol and the logo and the slogan, Redeeming America Back to Sovereignty.
Wait a minute. You have to apply for a patent?
You don't have to.
But so nobody will take it along the way.
Right. Being a paralegal, I was forward thinking in getting a patent and a trademark.
Yes.
For the slogan, for the party, because I just didn't want anyone to hijack it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is people.
Yeah.
There's the People's Redemption Party in Ghana.
Right.
So
that is true.
So through my research, yes. There is another political party mm-hmm. with that name, but they're outside of the United States.
Gotcha.
So I needed to make sure that we were set apart. If anyone did a search or, you know, they wanted to say,
come on,
hey,
paralegal.
You got it from here.
Yes.
Like, no,
come on with the know-how. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, so we have the Redemption Party.
Mm-hmm.
The slogan is, again,
redeeming America back to sovereignty.
Come through. I need a whole t-shirt. Stop the madness. Okay. So now we have our party. We have our husband on board, our family on board. We have a co-founder
yes.
of this redemption party. And now we're in March.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're in March. What is the thought process of what we want to do in the redemption? Because redeeming is a lot. It's broad,
mm-hmm.
right? It's pulling us back to something, but what is the something that became your forethought of, if somebody asked me, what is my passion? What is my mission? What is my purpose? And what can I stand behind? You know, I want to stand behind you because I can tell you're brilliant. You know, I was already like, girl, do I need to work on the campaign? Stop. What was your... Here is my key points of what's important to me. Y'all, we just had a whole lights out, but it's okay because we vlog. We're not vlogging, so y'all can see.
Yes.
We have eco lights in the studio. And so if you're not moving, it's going out. But nevertheless, carry on.
Yes. So the tenets of the party are fiscal responsibility,
mm-hmm.
limiting federal government to empower local government.
Say it one more time real slow, though, because that was real good. Uh-huh.
Limiting mm-hmm. federal government to empower local government mm-hmm. and constitutional sovereignty. So those are the tenets of mm-hmm. the party.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about redemption, because unfortunately the political landscape that we are in right now, you would really believe it's a three-ring circus that's out of control.
I do believe that because okay. I watch it.
Yeah.
I'm watching it happen.
And it's sad.
Yeah.
Because our forefathers died
yeah.
so that we could be free.
Yes.
And we are just acting like entitled children,
mm-hmm.
just kicking sand in other people's faces.
And playing with people's lives with power. That's the part yeah. that I have a problem with. You take your power and you want this and you want it this way and you want it that way. Well, the problem with that is, meanwhile, back at the ranch, people yeah. are hungry.
Yes.
Housing prices are out of control. Y'all know I'm a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the process of being a realtor, of course, we all want to win-win. I want to make money and I want you to have your dream. But you can't have your dream if the prices are gouged so high.
Right. And you're in
rent, in purchasing. It's not enough houses. It's, you know, so... so many people get hurt in the process of power. Man, that's a good book title. Y'all heard it first here, and if y'all take it, I know y'all took my idea. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
but people are.
Yeah.
You're so hungry for power and position.
Yeah.
What's happening to the people? What's happening to we the people, which is where, for me, you're... Redemption Party came into play fully in my spirit mm-hmm. because I felt, oh, you about to be for us, right? Okay, so carry on. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Don't want to get ahead.
It's okay. So those are the tenets of
mm-hmm.
the party
mm-hmm.
because what my prayer really was about, okay, if I can say it in one word
mm-hmm.
and that rest on somebody, they can go, wow, you're really about that hope and change that
uh-huh.
Obama really talked uh-huh. about
uh-huh.
and carrying that forward. Now, I know there are a lot of people that are like, you know, he got in, he didn't do anything for us, we're mad.
Because he's not a king. One more time.
Exactly. But the one thing that he always emphasized, he said, you need to be the change.
Mm-hmm.
If you want something to change,
that part,
you be the change.
That part.
And those are the words that resonated
uh-huh.
with me from
uh-huh.
him. Like him
uh-huh.
or not, love
uh-huh.
him or hate him,
uh-huh.
he spoke power to
yes.
that phrase.
Yes. You be the words in action.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because that's what love is. Love is an action. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is a
mm-hmm.
verb. It is not something sweet that you say to somebody to sweep them off of their feet. Because if there's no action behind it, it's dead.
Completely. You have to do something.
Yes.
Okay. So we have our stance. We have our, this is what we are supporting. This is what we're pushing. What's next? Where's the team? Where's the people? What happened?
Well, that was the thing. It's like speaking one-on-one to someone like yourself, people are really excited, but not excited enough to give me money, not excited enough to really galvanize. Now, I did have people along the way just trying to help me out here and there. I started a podcast, which I still have, which I'm going to start in the new year because I do have a couple of people again that I met along the way. They're like, hey, there's some conversations we need to have. And I'm like, great. Let's continue to have them. So fast forward to now, got to September, found a campaign
met
Jazzy. Then I got a campaign advisor that was like, okay, let's take this a step forward. And then in that moment, God was like, well, kind of need to take a step back. And I was like, huh?
You're like, wait a minute, Big G, hold on. You're like, wait, let me tap the mic. Big G, what'd you just say?
Yeah.
What you just said?
Yeah. So he was like, I need you to take a step back. I need you to focus on the party, not so much the position. And I was like, okay. Then, you know, I made that transition and my campaign advisor was kind of like, okay. But I'm here for you.
You just got me, girl. So in that moment, you're working, you're putting together. And I can say in that moment, you had gotten new photo shots. You had gotten new social media platforms. Yeah. I mean, honey, looking like we was just living in the White House already. I was excited, getting ready to have this presidential campaign person and whole new redemption party on. I mean, child, what? Let me find my new outfit. Let me get my autograph book and the whole nine. And then you say, I have an announcement to make.
Yeah. And I decided to suspend the campaign. Mm-hmm. But I'm still moving forward with the party. And I'm glad I did because my co-founder, Shane Williams Inez, he has carried that banner forward, not just in any way. Mm-hmm. He has the Redemption Party in the city of Roseland that actually had been democratically run since 1916.
Wow.
So for over 100 years, it was strictly run by Democrats. Republicans did come to oppose, but they never won. So they stopped running.
So it was just all Democrat.
They were
always
running.
I didn't know that.
Unopposed. Yes.
Wow.
And so the Redemption Party landed there. He was like, I live in this town. I really want to run with the party. And I was like, okay, whatever support you need from me, you got it.
This is amazing.
And this young man, he's 24 years old. He is now the treasurer of the city. And he has two other individuals under the Redemption Party that are council members there.
Stop
and it is
that.
A small town. And I know a lot of people will be like, oh, it's just a small town. But no. That's the beginning.
Listen.
It's got to start somewhere. 24 years old.
Wow.
He's the treasurer. And by proxy, he is actually the president
of that
town.
Yes.
And he's got two council members. So they lead by majority on the council member seat. And yeah, so we're doing it at the local level.
Okay. Okay. So we step back from the position. I love how you said that. We step back from the position, but not the party, not the mission. Right? Yeah. We're the quarterback of a mission.
Yes.
We didn't leave our team.
No.
Right? So still the whole thought process of what the Redemption Party is still stands.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So having said that, what did the family say? What did the supporters who were just like?
Of course, you know, some people were like, we really want you to run. I was like, I know what you want. But this is the pathway. This is where I'm being led in the right direction. God's never stood me wrong. So far, I'm here with you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Come on.
Let's just talk about that. So I've never been steered wrong. And it's right. Because you know, like, it's just that gut check. When it's wrong, something's trying to, like,
and it's always a punch and pull. And
This isn't a pull.
Wow.
And that all it's been doing is just moving forward in a way that I'm just kind of like amazed every day.
Yeah.
There's somebody else connecting to me or contacting me and they're like, hey, we need you over here. The interview that I was sharing with you about.
She busy, y'all. She busy, honey. She got the interview for me to come and, yes, and came here.
With the HBCC Social, OBT mm-hmm. Social with Michael Thompson, I'm actually going to be on an HBCU tour.
Come on.
Called I Am Wakanda.
I love that.
And it starts with Howard University February 9th, coming in 2024.
So basically, let me show y'all how Big G works. Now, listen, y'all know that this show is not censored, but y'all know I do believe my higher power is Big G, and that's how our relationship is how we talk, okay? You can do whatever you want, universe, God, Jesus, whoever, right, but me right. and Big G got a thing. So what I find ironic, and we'll take a break in just a little bit, but what I find ironic is for you to step down did not take away the, for me especially, it didn't take away the excitement of you being here. It didn't take away the interest. It didn't take, oh, you're not running for president, so I don't want you on the show. You said prior to this show, you've had more contact stepping down than you had actually. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's amazing, because when I stepped back, I was like, you do realize you're the first Black woman in U.S. history to start your own independent party. And not only that, your co-founder is 24, so he's in that generation of young people that we want to
to reach.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's the first man, Black man of his age to co-found an independent party in U.S. history. So we've both made U.S. history in our own respects and rights.
And she would know she's a paralegal. I'm just saying, y'all don't come for me. Don't.
I did the research.
Yeah, yeah. We have some other people, even locally. I think Ms. Payne is now running for president here in Atlanta. And it's a few other people who have said, you know what, we're going to take the Rams and we're going to run with things as well. And has stepped away from parties.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So what I find interesting is that we're finding our power.
Yeah.
Right? And with you, you're finding power in your belief and in your faith and in your God and in your direction of what you need to do for not only yourself, not only your family, but for our community, we the people.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Not just your intimate family, but we the people, which is always mind-boggling to me that people are in position and you forget you're in the position for we. The people.
That part.
Not your people, but we, your constituents of one area or for the whole United States. Like, this is what you're in position for. You're not in there so you can walk around and say, oh, I'm the prez.
Yeah.
Prez has a job to do. And that is to keep us, and or if I will say, finally unite us as the United States, because I often find that that's a joke.
Well, there's no profit in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there's cash in chaos.
Yes. Girl, say it one more time.
No profit in peace. Cash in chaos.
Girl, we need a t-shirt. Listen.
But those are facts. I mean, just look outside. Just watch the television.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to see somebody sending $2 billion because they're happy.
Not unless their happiness is a profit from pain.
Exactly.
Which is what you just said. In the chaos.
Yeah.
It's chaos. Y'all, let me take a quick break because I need to drink a whole lot of tea. I might even need to go on and put the percolator back on and make some coffee off of that last statement. That's that's yummy. Okay, guys, stay tuned. This is your So Jazzy Homegirl, and I'll be right back. Okay, y'all, we are back. And I was about to do a whole sidebar podcast because this is so good. Like, seriously, I'm over here like sweating and need a whole fan. But y'all know it'll make too much noise on the podcast. But anyway, I get excited. I get excited when I know that people are passionate about people. Right? Because that's all we're here for. We're here to use each other. I told someone this last night, and I say this often. We're not here to misuse, but we're all here to use each other. There's no other reason that I'm born or you're born. We're all here for one another, right? And when you find people who are passionate about people's success, I want you to win. And I want you to win because I know if you win, God knows I'm going to win, right? It's reciprocal. So I'm excited about it. Anyway, honey, but these little sayings, child, I'm already like ching ching t-shirt with a whole meaning. Anyway, carry on. Carry all the way on. So now party is still here. What do we hope this party is going to do? Do we want it to grow from where it is locally to become mainstream, where people are really saying, I stand behind the Redemption Party, to elect officials, to come back all the way back up to the White House, but definitely locally? Is that where we are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So my co-founder, and he's also the chairman of the Redemption Party.
Say his name one more time.
Shane Williams Inez.
Okay, we need to remember Shane Williams Inez, honey, because listen, yeah. 24 was doing some things, a whole life ahead of him, yeah, to make changes for America. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And to his credit, he mentioned on the prior interview that I did that it's 175,000 precincts that make up the national elections that we see. So the goal of the Redemption Party is to one small town at a time.
Come on with it.
Make change, mm-hmm, and make a difference. Mm-hmm. Because what he noticed in the town that he lived in, the people were very disenchanted, mm-hmm, with, mm-hmm, the Democratic Party. They did not like the direction of the town. They didn't, mm-hmm, like how the leadership was going, but they were running unopposed. Mm-hmm. And people didn't want to run as a Democrat in the town, but they wanted representation.
Right, right.
And with the Republican Party just not even wanting to be, mm-hmm, there to, mm-hmm, at least run in opposition, it was like, okay, the
it's the same
Party
old same
came
old
at the right, mm-hmm, time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. So how does funding look for a party? We know how funding needs to look for an individual. Y'all need a lot of money.
Yes.
Okay. People don't realize how much money is really needed. Mm-hmm. And what tends to happen, and I learned this with Hill Harper at his campaign, mm-hmm, is, okay, we need people and money. Mm-hmm. Right? We need people and money. Because once you have enough people, the party then says, we back you. Mm-hmm. We got the money.
Right.
But if you ain't got the people, we're not giving you our money.
Yeah. See, the Redemption Party is a little bit different because obviously we're smaller. Mm-hmm. So we need the same thing. But the difference is we're not going to hold you away from being a candidate because there isn't any money. Does, mm-hmm, that make sense? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't have a lot of money for this election that we just went through. But we did have someone donate to our campaign, and it was just enough to get the flyers done, mm-hmm, to get the photo shoot, mm-hmm, done that needed to, mm-hmm, be done, mm-hmm, to get someone to start making the calls, mm-hmm, and making the rounds, to get, mm-hmm, the yard signs.
Yes.
And,
yes,
so it didn't take a lot. It was less than $1,000, mm-hmm, that got donated, mm-hmm, to the party. But those three individuals, they were able to run in that small town and they won.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes what people don't realize is a little does go a long way. But when you're standing up to the big boys, right, and you, yeah, need to do the commercials and you need, yes, to do the radio broadcast and you need to buy new suits and outfits for galas, yeah, and all of the functions that you have to show up. People, I mean, seriously, yeah, you cannot run for something and not show up.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. You have 10 galas. That's a different dress. That's different hair, makeup, that's
transportation.
Gas, transportation. And the more prevalent you are, the more you then have to hire security because everybody doesn't like you. They don't like your skin color. They don't like your gender. They don't like your ideas, right? So, and I'm saying all of this to say that though we can have faith, faith without works is dead. Right. The works in this instance is that we have to raise funds in, right, order to back, yeah, an independent party, mm-hmm, in order to back independent candidates. Right.
Yeah.
You have to have money. I'm saying this over and over so that people, when you hear this, not only for you, mm-hmm, and the party, but period.
Yeah.
You when people are saying, hey, will you donate, you know, to my campaign? Ah, because we've gotten so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If I give you money, if I don't, you're not going to do anything to make a difference in my life.
Right. And that's, you know, that's the hard part. Mm-hmm. But the good part about it being at such a local level, you can actually see the change. Mm-hmm. And changes that, you know, Sheen's planning on implementing are housing for the homeless, because a neighboring city, they decided to basically transport their homeless into the city. His town.
Shut up. Which is happening everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he's looking at, okay, now that we're the head of the town, let's see what we have in our coffers. What can we do to actually make a difference with the homeless population? Can we get people back to work so they can have housing? Mm-hmm. Can we give them and provide them temporary or permanent shelter so that their lives can be forever changed? Because that is redemption. Mm-hmm. That is turning things around. And so that's really what we're focused on.
Can we talk to some local contractors that can redo buildings that are already standing, just need a little help? I'm just, you know, just plugging that in there, whispering loudly so that people in the areas and in all areas can understand. Just that small of a change can take people off the streets.
It can.
It can retrain them for the same thing that you're putting in. Train them how to do those jobs so that they then can work for where they live. Yeah. We'll work for food. Hello.
Yeah. And that's what I say. It's one small town at a time. Mm-hmm. But it takes people power.
It does. People power and work and finances.
Right. And one of the sayings that my pastor has, I love it. He says, your dollars can go where you cannot go, and they can do what you cannot do. Mm-hmm. So if you're someone, you're like, hey, I live somewhere in Alaska or, you know, here in Washington, but I'll send you $5, $10, and you multiply that times 10,000 people. Hey, we can go around the country and we can help these candidates and these individuals that want to run because they don't want to run as a Republican or Democrat, but they will run as a redemptionist. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing that I noticed, like the Green Party and all these other, they only run at national levels. Mm-hmm. They don't run at the local level. Now, there was one other party started by Andrew Yang, the Forward Party, which I appreciate. Only thing that's kind of not great about his party is they have no position. Oh. Rank choice voting is the hill that they decided to die on. That's it. But they had tons of backing. They are chartered in different states. Like, I respect his grind.
Right, right.
But you can see the blueprint.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I was like, what does your party actually stand for? Mm-hmm. When someone says, okay, I'm a member of the Forward Party. Okay, well, what are you doing?
Because, you know, I asked you that up front. Okay, great. You can come on my show. But girl, what you about?
What are you doing? What is this?
What are we working with?
Right.
Because that's important to me. Mm-hmm. Right. As a constituent of U.S.
Yeah.
You were not running for mayor. You were not running for county. You are running for the United States. What are we doing about autism? What are we doing about caregivers? What are we doing about housing? You know, those were two big things for me.
Yeah.
Huge. Because a lot of times we forget it. We get in position and then we forget what's important to me in Atlanta, in California, in Puerto Rico, in Hawaii, in, you know, where, because y'all know I will be in all those places in a week. But I'm just.
And we have the funding.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we're giving them to organizations that know that they can keep 75 to 80% of the money. And please do just at least 5 to 10% of what they say they're going to do
legally
and not pay taxes.
Legally.
Legally.
I told somebody this the other day.
This is how it goes down. And people are like, well, I'm sending this money, but I don't see anything happening. And the little bit that I do see happening, those people are back in the same situation they were in. So what are we really doing? Well, it's called a racket. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
we're illegal doing. Racket.
Illegal racket.
That's the saddest part.
There's cash and chaos. As long as it can keep a homeless population going and say, see, we need money because they're still homeless. Mm-hmm. Why are they still homeless? And we've been sending you money for 30 years. What are we doing? Why is it worse?
I just want to lay down and take a nap in this goodness. Oh, my Lord Jesus. I'm telling you, because when I've had these conversations for years, to now be across from you and having this conversation and knowing you were running for president, knowing you were now inside, knowing you as a paralegal and knowing the legal system, and I'm saying, I've been saying this forever. And people just kind of look at me like, oh, okay, whatever. No, this is how it's done.
Yeah.
And it's legal, guys. Yeah. So if we don't get out, our vote is for so many things. For so many things. Yeah. Changing this racket is one of the things. Y'all know I'll be on this show till the cows come home about changing insurance laws, because insurance is one of the biggest frauds to me that has ever existed. Yeah. That has ever, ever existed. And it's legal the way things are being done. And if we don't push to change laws and or to implement better laws, right, we will continue this rat race and nothing will ever change.
Yeah.
And this is why you have young people, even some older people like, I used to vote, but I no longer vote, or I never want to vote because it's not going to make a difference. When in actuality, it does, but it sometimes takes a long time.
Right. But if it's at the local level,
mm-hmm.
you can see it mm-hmm. and you can touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you can touch the people at the local level.
Right.
That's what I needed to understand. Because I heard people along the way, well, you need to be at the local level. And I was just like, oh, like the national level. And then God was like, actually, you need to be at the local level.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you all this uh-huh. national knowledge, uh-huh. but now I need you to apply it here uh-huh. right on the ground
uh-huh.
and educate people.
Yeah.
This is what's happening. Because you need to see what's happening with your dollars. We can get the grants.
Uh-huh.
The money's there.
Uh-huh.
But it's, how is it being applied?
Yeah, how is that being managed?
And are we mm-hmm. really holding people accountable that are mm-hmm. applying it?
A lot of times not. And you know what? You're on the road to this tour for HBCUs, right?
Yes.
And I just heard on NPR, one of my favorite stations. Oh, my God. I always wanted to be like, this is Lois's rights. Oh, my God. I wanted to be like her so much. But I just heard an interview talking about grants being given to HBCUs and why it is so much lower than some of the mainstream mm-hmm. Colleges, but also why is it that money is being given to mainstream HBCUs and not the smaller ones. One of the, and I can't remember who the representatives were that were talking about it, but one of the things that they were saying that the grants, the money is there. The management has not been taught of how to, you know, take this amount and go here, 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 and here. So it's a lot of mismanagement. And so once that mismanagement is seen, well, now we gave you $250,000. We can no longer give you $250,000, so we're not going to give you any. You definitely don't have access to the $15 million that's sitting up here. And so it's given to people who know how to manage, whereas and not nothing's wrong with that, but if you're not teaching people how to manage it, at a local level,
right.
at an HBCU level. Mm-hmm. I know I need it for this, but how do I facilitate that?
Right.
So you have to get managers in place to be able to handle that money, to be able to handle the funding that the city needs, that the college needs, that the hospital needs, that the arts institute
needs. And honest,
you know?
Managers.
And honest managers. And honest managers. And some people become dishonest because they're in need. And some people become dishonest because they're in greed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have both of those.
Because there's no accountability.
Because there's no accountability.
Grants, unfortunately, do not have accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that we should have to micromanage or mm-hmm. police people,
mm-hmm.
but you should at least have a checks and balance
mm-hmm.
system
mm-hmm.
so that the school is getting what they need.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. And then putting out great grassroots leaders.
Yeah.
So that they can become local leaders, so that they can then become national leaders. Everything is a process. Everything is I need to be taught so that I then can teach.
Yeah.
Right? So that I then can lead, so that I then can manage. Yeah. I think that's a big missing piece. When I was in high school, and I tell this so proudly, I was so concerned about my ninth grade party. Like we were coming over and our principal, John Thompson, shout out to John Thompson, came in. Like we thought they made lean on me after our school. And it was so not, but he was so that, mm-hmm. right? He came in, made a big difference at Durham High School in North Carolina. And we had pride in our school, pride in our you know, our education, where we were going and what we wanted to do. And so I remember two guys ran for ninth grade presidency, and I was sitting back looking like, you big joke. It was a joke. Like, literally, it was a joke. Like, it was, they felt like two puppets from Britain up on the stage. I mean, just stupid. And we were all sitting with our mouths open like, you cannot represent our class. I said, this is not going to work for me. What is happening here? I could run for president and would care more about our party, you know, our class president. And so one of my teachers said, Jazzy, run for president. I said, I can't. It's already too late. You know, you had to have your name in by then. And she said, but you can run as a write-in candidate. That's where my love for people, I won't say my love for people, my love for people within the political realm came from, was when I started to find out how this system works. And so I did a write-in candidacy. My teachers gave me the day off to go from class to class to say, hey, you're getting ready to vote. Write me in. I'll take care of you, blah, blah, blah. So that was my campaign, was the day we voted and what I wanted to do for us and how I wanted us to be better. So I ended up having to take a class of parliamentary law. I'm saying all of this. I'm talking this long thing to say, if we're not taught, which is what you guys are doing, you're taking it all the way back. I'm still so in love with not position. I don't have to have the position, but I do have to have the party. Because now that party is going to educate the people. Oh, my goodness.
And the great part about having a party, which God had to bring to my attention, is I can actually write policy and legislation and go to Capitol Hill and present it to the different committees in which it applies.
You will still be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Because we have a political party in standing.
Wow.
And no one thinks about it from that respect. They want to make all the big promises.
Right.
But they don't want to do the work. Mm. This is about work. Mm-hmm. And reparations is very big. There's a lot of tax force around the country. Yeah. There's actually an executive order, 14089, that Kamala Harris and President Biden have presented. I don't like the executive order only because there's so much in it that it muddies the waters for anybody to get any benefits separated out.
Gotcha.
So you've got the Trail of Tears. You've got autos. You've got the diaspora. Then they wanted to include the Catholic Church in there somewhere in the United Nations. I'm like,
they already get like a kajillion dollars.
Right. I was like, why are these organizations involved in reparations when we're really looking at it, first and foremost, for African descendants of slavery,
just here, that lane. Just right
there. Let's just do that lane.
And California has already started.
Right. Let's go to the Trail of Tears. Let's go to the diaspora, but keep them separate. Because if you put them all together, you will say, well, we can't do it for everybody. Because
they've
got that's why I know how the legal system works. That's why this is so important, because we need a reparations act that will basically say, okay, this is how it's outlined. This is who can apply for it, lineage based. And this is what we're going to do for those that do get it.
Gotcha.
For it.
Gotcha.
Now, even with the states having the task force, that's good. But how do they move forward when there's no legislation for it?
Right.
So
right.
it's not that
everything
it's
is a
red
step.
Herring.
Everything is a step.
It's not that you can't have it. But if you're asking for something, you're trying to do it at the state level, you're going to not mess it up for everybody, but there's not going to be a precedent because every state is not like California or Georgia or Illinois. And then they'll say, well, we can't do it for you over here because it's different over there. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Because our state laws are different.
See where I'm going with this? I'm like, nah. Just like you have a Federal Reserve Act that supports these different central banks, that's what we're going to have for reparations. And that's what I'm working
on to
actually put it, encode it in legislation, and then present it to the appropriate committee on Capitol Hill and say, okay, this is what we need. This is what some want. Some may not need, but this is what we want. This is what we're asking for. Because at the end of the day, they will always ask, where's your legislation?
Wow.
Where is it?
Look at you, that learned some stuff, girl. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. This is so, like, I could talk about this all day. This is so yummy. This is so yummy. Okay. Because I know, y'all know it's only an hour show. It's only an hour show. What do you want us to do? What do you want we the people to do now that you're in the position that you're in, and that's pushing the party, pushing it from a local point, from town to town, right? How can we the people get involved?
So visit USAredemptionparty.com. Mm-hmm. We need volunteers. We need individuals that are going to, you know, put the newsletter together. Mm-hmm. We want to have online town halls, mm-hmm. so we can have conversations with people in different spaces without having to rent out spaces and security.
Makes sense.
We can do this all online. We can go on Google Meet.
Makes sense.
And meet, you know, however our cadence is, once a month, twice a month, mm-hmm. but really start coming together and really start looking at candidates. If mm-hmm. you want to be a candidate for the Redemption Party, you know, you want to be, you know, run for school board, mm-hmm. we can support you in that at the local level and start making a difference there and start building coalitions one precinct at a time.
I love it. Okay. Funding. What do we, the people, need to do?
You can also donate at USAredemptionparty.com.
I love that. Yes. I love that. So, you know, it's crucial for me to make sure that, you know, people know how and what, because I think a lot of times we just say things so casually, mm-hmm. you know, all y'all need to do. Okay. But this is how.
This is how.
So you don't have a question.
Yeah.
Now, and you also don't have an excuse not to.
It takes passion. Mm-hmm. I can't motivate anybody. Look, I gave that up a long time ago.
You really can. Work. You walked into the room and said, hi. Yeah. Let me tell you who I am and what I'm running for. I was inspired. Girl, what? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we can inspire anyone. Mm-hmm. Motivation is something that comes from within.
It does.
But if you are tired, mm-hmm. if you are ready to really make a difference and not sit on the sidelines anymore. And what I mean by that is you don't necessarily have to run for office yourself. But if you know somebody that wants to run, mm-hmm. please tell them to visit USAredemptionparty.com. If you want to just donate so your dollars can go where you cannot go and do what you cannot do, mm-hmm. USAredemptionparty.com.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so very much. Now, where do we need to, what's your next? If we want to follow you, what's your next?
Yes. So if you want to follow me, mm-hmm. I'm still in the social media realm on Instagram. It's our turn 2024.
Mm-hmm. Because it is. It is our turn. It is.
So I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
And I think Twitter now is what, X or something?
It's X.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Twitter. Formerly known as Twitter. Now it's X. I'm sorry. It took a long time for me to get used to calling it Twitter. Now it's X. And there's much going on. Just to know that the FBI had for years been following people, which is a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment. Nobody talks about that. Our laws were completely circumvented and just like, yeah, we're just going to do that. No, that's illegal. And those are the things that we don't know in the masses of where we are. It's like, you know what, federal government, you're at fault and we have remedy. Mm. And that's what we need to start standing up and doing. You know, it's great to say, I don't like that. But it's another thing to say, you know what, you're out of line and out of order and your job is on the line because we, the people, say it is.
That's right.
Because you're wrong.
That's right.
And we're going to hold you accountable.
And who works for whom?
Okay. They work for us. Okay. They are servants. Mm-hmm. Last I checked, they're not emperors, even mm-hmm. though they like to position themselves mm-hmm. that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to have you back just to talk legal stuff because this is so good. Oh my God. I appreciate you and I honor you. And I honor you for what some people would consider failure. Oh, I so considered it as a success. And I do because you did it. Whereas other people talk about what shoulda, coulda, woulda, they never do. Pastor Candace in Savannah, Georgia, of Agape Ministry says, she spoke a message some years ago that says, were you there? Mm-hmm. When somebody looks back, what will they say? Were you there? Did you stand up at a time when we needed a new party? Did you run for presidency? Did you vote? Did you hand out a sign? Did you feed your people? Did you give water when people were you? Where were you when we needed a change. Come through, Pastor Candace. I will never forget that message. So I'm saying that to you. You were there. You are here. And so what other people may talk about, because, you know, you have a lot of talkers. She's not, she shoulda, she coulda, she woulda. Oh, were you there in donating financially? Were you there in donating your time? Were you? Oh, okay. So if y'all were not there in any capacity, please hold your tongues. Get on board. Stand up. We're not judging you. We're not bashing you. We're just saying, I personally am proud of you. I'm proud of the work that you did do and that you are now still doing. So hats off to you. Congratulations, even in this part of the success. I can't wait to see what you're going to do next. And always, anytime, you're welcome back to the show.
And just so everybody out there, because I know some people were like, oh, you're not running. But just like Jazzy, which is an amazing thing, I can be written in. The wonderful thing about running as an independent and not as an established party, you can be written in anytime. On any ballot around the country. So if we want to have the first write-in candidate actually show up on the billboard when they're counting the votes, because so many people wrote for this unknown person, mm-hmm. but wrote them in.
That's right.
That's, I don't want to say it's free because your vote is priceless, mm-hmm. but it is a way to go system. Mm-hmm. This is what we're doing.
Y'all, I did it and I won. I'm telling you, I was freshman class president in Durham, Durham High School. But that can be done. I know sometimes you see on the ballot, it will say it right at the bottom, write-in candidate.
Some people vote for Mickey Mouse. It's amazing.
I've voted for a few people in California because I really thought that they would do some people that I knew. I'm like, I voted for you. And they were like, what? I didn't run. What are you talking about? Because you should. Mm. And you would be dynamic in those positions. Right. You know, so I do say vote compassionately and passionately. Yes. Don't do it in a silly way, an unthought of way, because if you're voting to throw a party, you do damage.
Right. We need to vote for something, not against it.
That's it. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good. We're going to end it right there. Vote for something, honey. In other words, be positive always. Be passionate, be positive. Thank you, my love. Okay, guys, listen. If you want to come on the show, y'all give me a email at sojazzyhomegirl@gmail.com. And that's a Jazzy. Y'all know I don't do a Y. It's J-A-Z-Z-I-E, not to be confused with Y. And let's talk about what we want to talk about on this show together. Definitely there's opportunities for advertisement on the show. Again, email me for that as well. You can give me a call at 951-414-0481. Text is probably always going to be better because y'all, I'm busy. And then we will soon have our A-List podcast with Lisa Amos doing our red carpet walks and all things beautiful and luxury, even on a regular basis in California, coming soon. But today, we want to say thank you for joining us because you didn't have to. Love you. See you next time.